Identifying High-Energy Neutrino Transients by Neutrino Multiplet Triggered Follow-Ups, by Shigeru Yoshida et al. Transient sources such as supernovae, SNE, and tidal disruption events are candidates of high-energy neutrino sources. However, SNE commonly occur in the universe and a chance coincidence of their detection with a neutrino signal cannot be avoided, which may lead to a challenge of claiming their association with neutrino emission. In order to overcome this difficulty, we propose a search for approximately 10 to 100 TeV neutrino multiple events within a timescale of approximately 30 days coming from the same direction, called neutrino multiplets. We show that demanding multiplet detection by approximately 1 km³ neutrino telescope limits distances of detectable neutrino sources, which enables us to identify source counterparts by multi-wavelength observations owing to the substantially reduced rate of the chance coincidence detection of transients. We apply our results by constructing a feasible strategy for optical follow-up observations and demonstrate that wide-field optical telescopes with as greater than or equal to 4 meters dish should be capable of identifying a transient associated with a neutrino multiplet. We also present the resultant sensitivity of multiplet neutrino detection as a function of the released energy of neutrinos and burst rate density. A model of neutrino transient sources with an emission energy greater than a few times 10 to the power of 51 erg and a burst rate rarer than a few times 10 to the power of minus 8 MPC3 year 1 is constrained by the null detection of multiplets by approximately 1 km³ scale neutrino telescope. This already disfavors the canonical high-luminosity gamma-ray bursts and jetted tidal disruption events as major sources in the TeV energy neutrino sky. This was Identifying High-Energy Neutrino Transients by Neutrino Multiplet Triggered Follow-Ups, by Shigeru Yoshida et al.